North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on, everybody? Dominic Castro here. Happy summer. It's official. High school season's in the books, but we still got some Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Week to get to, some stragglers from the 2025-2026 season. It's a great program with the bank, and we're looking forward to announcing the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Year very soon. We'll be heading down to the bank for a nice ceremony sometime this summer, get the kids their plaques, their scholarships from the bank, and we'll go from there. Can't wait. But first, a word from Sports World USA. You know, we love those guys, right? 184 Broadway, also known as Route 1 South in Saugus, Sports World. What are they doing lately? Sports World's offering a 16 by 20 photo autograph and inscribed SBLX by Will Campbell of the New England Patriots. About $140. It's a collectible that features the Patriots' standard offensive lineman and includes a special, quote, SBLX inscription. Very historic stuff. Making a unique addition to for New England sports fans and football memorabilia collectors. Also, Sports World USA offering a Rawlings official Major League Baseball at $89.99, autographed and inscribed 07 WCS World Series Classic by former Red Sox pitcher Jonathan Papelbon, the Pap. It's 07 WSC inscribed. It commemorates Boston's, of course, 2007 World Series Championship, where Pap got the win, well, the save with the final out. I'm not sure if it was a save on the books or not, but he got something. He got it done. He got them a World Series title. It's in mint, near mint condition. Comes with a COA hologram issued by JSA James Spence authentication. It's guaranteeing that signature is 100% authentic. So check out Sports World, 184 Broadway in Saugus. Those guys are getting it done day after day. Call them, 781-233-7222. Of course, these are available now, these offerings. So give them a call first if you heard this and are interested. See if they still have them in stock. I'm sure they're hot commodities down there. New England's largest sports memorabilia shop since 1986. All right, let's get on to our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. But first, a word from the bank.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
North Shore Sports Desk, this is Dominic Castro. We have our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, finishing up a tremendous softball career with Gloucester. Emma Carapachosa, what's going on, Em?
Nothing much.
Nice. So here you are. Summer's here. Softball's done. Fisherman finished strong in the Elite Eight. I'm sure you guys were hoping for another two more wins. Well, three total, beating the Elite Eight win. Then you go on to Final Four and championship. But, hey, Division III softball is tough, competitive. Mm-hmm. Fishermen know all about that one. Great finishes the last 4 years. Sweet 16 twice, Elite Eight twice, and here you are reflecting back. So tell me a little bit about the role you had on the team this year. What do the Fishermen expect out of you defensively and at the plate?
Well, I was the captain this year, so obviously, a one out of two. So obviously I held, not only on the field, but I also had to, make sure my team was acting right, make sure their heads were in it, make sure everything was good with them. The game, game wise, I was hitting third. So
yeah,
I was expected to
clean them up,
Yep. And I played first base the whole, I played first base the whole time.
Was that all 4 years first base?
Yeah. Well, I played third base my freshman and sophomore year, and
Okay.
then junior and senior first base.
Nice.
So the corners.
Yeah. Covered the corners and you could hit the ball
Yeah.
pretty well, we understand. NEC All-Star. Is that a second time All-Star?
I've been all conference for sophomore and junior, and then I got all star this year.
Wow. Okay. So 3 years in a row, the NEC notices what Emma Carapachosa is doing and
Yeah.
well deserved. Would you say, Emma, there was a big change in your game or improvement in any sort of facet from junior to senior year? Does something specifically get a lot better, or would you say it was like across the board? I just improved here and there.
Yeah. I would say it was just across the board. Like, I would say my junior and senior year were pretty similar in that way. Like, I think it was mostly the same for both years. Yeah. I would say my improvements was mostly like sophomore to junior year. Like, that's when I really improved.
And what do you credit that to? A lot of off-season work, just
Yeah.
growing in that regard.
I did a lot of like hitting, like extra hitting. I did a lot of like extra working out with a trainer. Like, I did a lot of extra stuff in the winters that really made me grow each season.
Softball, your only sport?
I play field hockey in the
Play field
fall
hockey
too.
too. Wow. So
Yeah.
two incredible, programs. Field hockey also making great runs in the tournament, holding its own in the Northeastern Conference, always in the top like three. Who was the rival in each sport this year particularly? Who was that like, oh, these games are tense, we really want to beat them, starting with field hockey and then and softball as well.
For field hockey, it was Beverly and Masco. Like, it was like us three in the top of the conference. And for softball, I would say Beverly. Yeah, I would say Beverly is probably the hardest game.
Where things just get super tense. Now, Beverly
Yeah.
and Masco, you would play, well, in field, you play both all of those teams like twice in each sport, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you if you lose to them, you get a chance to get them later in the season kind of thing. And then you probably use those games to like as a great experience too, like for the tournament,
Yeah.
And you guys got a couple of wins in softball in the tournament and then ran into Norton, correct?
Yes.
My understanding is that they had a pretty lights out pitcher.
Yeah, she was very impressive.
Was it one of the best you've seen all year, Northeastern Conference
Yeah.
and tournament?
Yeah, I would say she's probably the best pitcher I've seen all year.
All year, wow. What was special? Was it a fastball? Was it her ability to mix it up?
She had a lot of power. It was very fast, and her movement in the pitches was just like, just could catch you off guard. So we struggled a little bit with that.
I bet she had the scouting re what was the scouting report on Emma Carapachosa? What did she try to do at each at bat in that game? Do you remember?
My only goal in that game was to try to like make contact on the ball because, I mean, there's nothing else you can really do. And except for like shorten your swing, just try to make contact. You can't try to swing for the fences, you're just gonna miss.
So she was that good. You guys just wanted to put it in play
Yeah.
and make the defense do something,
Yeah.
man, did she like almost get a no hitter, or do you remember? She
I
had a
think
shutout,
though,
I know that.
yeah, I think she had me, I think we got maybe one or two hits off of her. So it wasn't completely, but.
Well, it didn't spoil the whole season because you guys had a great run. You won. But the last two regular seasons of your career, you get 33 wins, 16 and 17. Then you win two more in each season of the tournament. So now you're at 37. Like you're approaching 40 wins in
Yeah.
two seasons. Tell me about the program as a whole. What made it so consistently successful? Most of the girls like multi-sport athletes. You got a lot of softball
Yeah.
only girls.
We have a lot. Well, I think the most important thing is most, I would say maybe all every single girl on our team plays like a tournament softball team and is able to play all year long instead of just like the spring season. Like, we have the tournaments all summer, we have the constant workouts like all throughout the year. Like, that definitely helps. And the fact that every single person does it is like, it just makes us all stronger.
Did in the fall season when you were doing field hockey, did you like pull yourself out a little bit sometimes and do softball things?
Well, field hockey was mostly like in the early, like it was just like earlier afternoon. So when my club team did have like practices during the week, I would go and
Wow.
make sure I got some reps in at night.
Yeah, that's a heck of a day. I mean, like a
Yeah.
school day, a field hockey practice or a game, and then softball practice, like a 7 at night or something. Well, it all paid off in some great individual moments for you. Would there be an Emma Carapachosa big singular moment from your senior year that you're going to look back on and say that was pretty cool? Or is it an accomplishment that, like, I hit over a certain average this year. I never done that, or.
Well, I think the most important moment this year was when I reached like 100 career hits in my whole,
That's
like,
huge.
yeah, that was probably my favorite game and my favorite moment. I just like, I don't know, I felt like I've came so far from
Yeah.
like the beginning.
And you played regularly since freshman year, like a starter, like on the field, pretty much. So you're looking at 20 games a year. That's about 80 games you played. You got 100 hits. So my math tells me that a lot of times Emma Carapachosa gets multiple hits in a game, right? Or at least one. You're good for one every game, that's for sure, and a little over that. So you're Mrs. Reliable. For the fisherman. Who is behind you in the order, the cleanup hitter?
Olivia Madruga.
Okay. Now, with Olivia behind you, was that a case of the pitcher like really can't dance around Emma too much? I don't want to walk Emma because Olivia's next. Like, was that, did you feel like a little protection there with
Yeah,
Olivia?
definitely.
Nice.
I feel like I would have, I don't, I feel like I would have trusted most of the people on my team, like in that spot
In that squad,
anyway.
yeah, because they were
So,
1 through 9. Fishermen were a good hitting team. Was that the strength of the team this year? With solid hitting team? I mean, you had a good
Yeah,
pitcher
I would
too, right?
say
Was it
we're,
Abby?
yeah, she
Yeah.
was definitely a really big aspect, and our hitting was probably the best. I the best hitting team was this year.
Yeah. You just rip,
Definitely.
as they say, raked. You guys just raked all game, every game, like winning 12-2, 16-0, like that kind of team that just like belts. Nice. The fisherman, did you guys have a fence at your place that you could hit it over for home runs?
Yeah, we did. It is
Okay.
like it was the it's our field is like the biggest field it can possibly be. It was like 235 feet.
Yeah.
So I think there's only been like two girls that's ever hit it out there.
Okay. And you are not one of them, or are?
No.
No. You had it in your mind, though. You wanted to get one done.
Close.
Yeah. Did you hit any home runs over the fence on road games?
Not this year,
Yeah.
but my like I've had 11 career home runs throughout the rest of my
Over the
seasons.
fence. So 11 between freshman and junior season coming into see what happened, Emma? Where was the senior year
I
fireworks?
don't know.
You just were doubles, singles.
It would
Hey.
always just went super close and it would be like just missed the fence.
Yeah, I got you. But sometimes the mark of a good hitter is like the line drives, when you're really on it. But yeah, 11 though, that's power. That's power for 3 seasons. So you literally hit 11 home runs where you're just like the boss on the base pass. You're like just trotting around. Like, how do you do that? It's like, you don't want to gloat, right? But you kind of do because it's a nice thing. Like, you got to decide what pace you're going to run around the bases because you're so used to running fast. The girls must have mobbed you when you hit those home runs.
It's such a great feeling.
Yeah, like at home plate, they barely let you touch the plate. Yeah. Did you do like any bat drops, bat flips?
Well, no, I made sure that I ran fast the
Fast,
first
yeah.
place 'cause you can't like you can tell if you hit it out, but like you don't want to be too cocky, like just in
Yeah.
case that'd be
Well,
embarrassing.
yeah, then you're stuck on first. It's really embarrassing. Like you should have had at least a double. I get that. So basically, Emma, when she's hit those 11 home runs, she's running like for a double, essentially. You make that turnaround first, and then you start to slow down because you know it's gone. Yeah. That's awesome. That is so sweet. Did you hit any grand slams out of those 11?
Yeah, I did. I hit
Nice.
one grand slam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a great feeling.
Yeah, do you remember who that was against?
Yeah, it was Way versus St. Mary's.
Oh, so in Lynn at St. Mary's. They
Yes.
were probably pretty good, and they're always a
Yeah,
good.
they were.
Yeah. That's sweet. That's sweet. Just that feeling of that ball right in the downtown middle of the plate, line it up. Oh, nothing better than that. It's almost like a mental game too. Like
Yeah,
you have to
definitely.
outsmart the pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to go in. You tell me, like, what's your approach when you go in? Because you know, my approach to play baseball, you know, has been like your dad, Manny, back in the day. You know, my approach was like fastball first and then adjust if it's off speed. You can't
Yeah.
think that you're gonna have off speed. You kind of have it in the back of your mind, but if you're expecting off speed and then they throw a fastball, you're done.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, what was your approach?
My approach usually at the plate is I don't really think about anything. Like, I try to
Yeah.
think about like nothing. Like, I try to keep my head clear because I think like if I think about it too much, I get too nervous and then
Yeah.
it's harder. So I just think about nothing, and if I see a ball I like, I swing.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
it works.
Yeah. Were you aggressive in the sense of like if the first pitch is coming
Yeah.
in, you're going for it?
Yeah. A couple of my home runs were off the first pitch.
Oh,
Maybe
wow.
like three, yeah.
That's a statement. Was the Grand Slam first pitch? Do you remember?
No, I don't think so. I think it was maybe like second or
Yeah.
third.
Oh
Yeah.
man. That's just like such a good feeling, you know, that load the bases for you. You look around, you kind of like sense the girls on the bases. You can kind of see them out of the corner of your eye, like I'm driving you in.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen right now.
Yeah.
All right. And then you said you were a captain. Who was the other captain? And tell me about that experience. You know, what kind of role did you feel you had as a captain? Were you like the rah-rah one and the other one was the quiet one? Like, how did that dynamic work?
The other captain was Layla Shimotaro. And well, me and her have played like varsity together since freshman year. So like it was fun. We've been with each other every single year, seeing how everyone's been a captain. So like
Yeah.
we got to like take some things that we liked, take some things that we didn't like. I think we did a good job this year. I would say I was probably more like the chiller one. Like I didn't really like to like yell at everyone. I would just try to like calmly tell them what to do, calmly try to, because I don't know. I just am not like a yelling type of person.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny too, like, you know, I always felt like if someone individually needs a little bit of coaching, a little bit of like, hey, we might want to, you know, do this, do that. It's always better to kind of do it. Just take them aside, you
Yeah,
know, and do it
definitely.
privately and not make a show of it. Like, yo, come on, you can't swing at those.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes the emotions get the better of you. No one's perfect. You will shout every once in a while, like, hey, come on, head down, you know, all that. But I always felt like it's nice to just like drag them aside a little bit.
Yeah,
Give
I
them,
agree.
yeah.
Definitely had to do that a couple times.
Yeah. Is it, by the way, is there any bigger Gloucester captain duo name than Carrapichosa
That's
and
a great duo.
Shimotaro? Like, why don't we
It's
just get representation of the Portuguese community
perfect.
in Gloucester and the Italian one,
Yeah,
which is
it's
what Gloucester's
perfect.
all about.
Yeah.
But so that's really cool that you ended this way and you know a little short than you guys would have
Yeah.
hoped. But you know, it's not forgiving. I mean, it's just like one
Yeah.
loss and you're done. You have one bad game,
Yeah.
one cold day at the plate,
And
and
it's
see you
over.
later. One
Yeah.
single elimination. That's the nature. Who ended up winning that whole thing, by the way? Do you know? Not Norton. I don't think they won it.
I think it was, I don't
Joseph
remember.
Case, it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were like, I think they just moved up from Division Four this
Yeah.
year.
Norton loses to them 3-1
Yeah.
after they beat you guys, and then Joseph Case goes in and beats Appaquet, what however
Aponikit, yeah.
yeah, however you pronounce those guys, 5-1 in the finals. So at Worcester State. Yeah. Who was the coach this year? I know Dad Manny was an assistant. Who was the head coach?
Brian Aiello.
Oh, Brian, he's still the coach. Okay. He's
Yeah.
been there for maybe like 5 years or so,
Yeah,
something
I
like
think
that.
five.
Did
It
he
was the year before I.
follow my cousin John Nicastro, possibly?
Yes.
Yeah, and you were probably like in
I think
fourth,
I was.
fifth grade when they went to the
Yeah.
state final. Like, kind of remember that you go to that.
I
Being
think
a
I did go to that, yeah.
yeah, being a young softball girl, you're probably like, all, oh, the high school is in the state finals, and they lost that one,
Yeah.
like 3-1 or something, at Worcester. But since then, you know, since John's been there, Brian comes in, your dad, I mean, just had some great mentors, great coaches in that mix, and it's resulted in just super consistently competitive softball
Yeah.
from the Fishermen. What shape are you leaving the team in? Good sophomores, good juniors coming up.
Yeah, definitely good. Yeah, I think everyone's like they're losing to they're we're losing first base and third base this year for me and Layla, but I'm not worried about them for next year because they have a lot of sophomores that can come up and incoming juniors now. A lot of those girls that definitely have potential to go anywhere in our outfield is going to stay the same, and middle infield stay the same. Pitcher catchers stay the same. I think they're going to be just as good, maybe even better next year.
Pitcher catcher coming back, that's huge.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one.
Are they both seniors next year, or?
The catcher is going to be a senior next year. The pitcher is only going to be a junior next
Oh,
year, which is
she was a
great.
sophomore this year.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Cool. Academically, you know, when you w weren't busy doing field hockey and softball in the fall, and then softball in the spring, took the winter off from sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kept you busy academically? Was there anything you really liked classroom wise, subject wise, and did you do anything like extracurricular, academically, like a DECA club or something like
Yeah.
that?
I would say my favorite class is usually English. I was naturally good at like reading and stuff. I did National Honor Society, like all the volunteering and like tutoring. I did a bunch, like I had to do, I think, 20 hours of volunteer and 20 hours of tutor hour. Yeah, 20 hours of tutoring to be able to like graduate from NHS. I did the mental health ambassadors,
Yes, I heard
which
about
was,
that program.
yeah, we did a bunch of like fairs and we took a bunch of field trips to like represent Gloucester. I did the yearbook club. I helped put together ye the yearbook. I did student council. I helped fundraise for my class. Yeah, I think that was that.
I'm assuming your college applications were easy to do. You did so much.
Yeah.
You're
Yeah.
like, look at me, I'm crushing it. S accept me. And speaking of
Yeah.
that, is there any official plans for next fall?
Yeah, I'm going to Merrimack in the fall for
Congrats.
nursing. Yes, thank you. I've chosen not I'm not gonna continue to play softball in college, unfortunately, because like nursing is a really competitive, like it takes a lot from you, and I just really wanted to like focus on that for the next 4 years.
Was there any inspiration from a family member, friend, whoever that was in healthcare as well? Or is this like Emma carving her own path?
Yeah, I'm kind of just carving my way. I've always had like an interest in like the medical world, and I think I've like what like every time I go into a doctor's office or something and like I see the nurses, I don't know, I just know that's what I want to
It's
do.
something you want to do. Yeah, you would
Yeah.
kind of have that bond with the other nurses,
Yeah.
and just help people feel better.
Yeah,
Bottom
definitely.
line. So that you can expect like freshman year, the first 2 semesters being pretty intense in terms of like nursing stuff. It starts right away. You don't have to take like the other classes first, then you get into nursing. It
Yeah.
kind of kicks you right into gear.
Yeah. It starts right like the first semester, you take like a pre-nursing class, but as soon as like the second semester of freshman year, you're already like, I think we go into like start clinicals and we go to like a nursing home and see how, and we like shadow the nurses there, see what that's like, how that works. And then as it progresses, you start like to look at other fields, like other specialties.
It's like, hello, Mr. Smith. I have Emma with me today. She's gonna be just shadowing me,
Yeah.
and then you say hello, and that's it. It's like a quick
Yeah.
introduction, and there you are. And then you start observing. Well, that's
Yeah.
awesome. We need obviously more people in healthcare, and what's really cool is the mental health program
Yeah.
that you guys run. I mean, you like you and me and your dad's generation, we're just pathetic compared to you guys. Like it, you know, in terms of the awareness you do for mental health. And man, if we tried to do that back in the day, you know, in the mid-90s, like mental who? You know, just get over it. Stop being nervous. And they didn't realize back then that there was clinical issues. You know, why does everyone not think your brain is can't be sick? You
Yeah,
know, but the rest of
definitely.
your body can be sick. You can have cancer, you can have diabetes, but when someone says I have anxiety, like whatever, dude, some people. But efforts like yours break those stigmas. Was it something special that you did, you know, take part in parades, attend seminars? Like what, give me an example of something you guys did in that mental health effort.
Well, my favorite thing that we did was we would put on like a big fair in the in like the gym. And we would have like 35 different vendors come in from like all around the community. And it would be, they would just be like showcasing like different aspects of like mental health awareness. So it would be like, we had would have like the yoga, like a yoga studio people come in and they would like show us like how meditation and like that sort of thing is like good for your well-being. We would have like other types of like groups come in about like different type, like we would have like cards that have all the like the numbers on it that you
Yeah,
can call if you need
resources,
help.
yeah.
Like we have all the resources, and then like everyone in the school can come down and like check out all the stations. Like they have like different games that we can all play, like to spread awareness. Like it was very nice to be a part of.
You know, it's nice too is you know, someone like successful like you as an athlete and as a student can show that you care about mental health and that you try to work on your mental health too. Like some of the best examples out there are like professional athletes. You know, that
Definitely.
say they have anxiety and like, oh wow, you're breakable. You're vulnerable. This is good because I can be vulnerable too. And you know, it's like inspirational in that regard. But yeah, I mean, I just thank you. You and you know, I know it's easy for the old guys to be like, ah, look at those kids. They don't know they're on their phones all day. Ha ha ha. So aren't we, by the way. You know, but no, thank you, you know, for your generation, for being such a good role model. Better than us, better than me and your dad. Is mom a Gloucester person too? Yeah, so you guys big, is she Portuguese as well?
She's Italian.
Okay, so there you go. So Portuguese and Italian mix, that's so Gloucester there. Very big family, I'm sure. You know, I, she's, it's just, what's your mother's maiden name?
Mione.
Meoni, so there's Meonis all over the place. There's Carrapichosas, the Marnotos. It's another Portuguese name. I know all that crowd. All right, so Merrimack starts what, August-ish, or what? Like you report to school in August.
I move in August 27th.
Moving in into North Andover, not too far, obviously.
No.
You know, not too far from the mall, the Peabody Mall. Not too far from a lot of fun things.
It's a nice spot.
Boston, you know, like anything. So you can kind of be like a little Massachusetts Merrimack Valley North Shore tour guide if you have any girls that you meet from, which you're gonna, you know, from not from this area. So that's cool. You sure you might not get the itch when you know, 2027 rolls around, you see the softball girls out there.
Oh, I definitely will. I think I'm going to try to do like club at Merrimack too, or even like maybe like intramural and just get a team together just so I can like play. It's gonna be
And
sad.
then Emma starts hitting some bombs, and then the girls walk by and like, who are you? You know? Come on, try out. They're high level, right? They're like, are they D1 now? I mean,
They're
because
Division One.
yeah, Merrimack went to D1, right? And a lot of in every sport. I mean, I feel like, yeah, they're up there. Any Gloucester girls joining you in Merrimack that, or boys that you
Layla,
know?
my the other captain, is
Oh, she's
coming to
gone.
Merrimack too.
Oh, that's sweet. So you see her around campus, of course.
It's nice.
All right. Well, listen, Emma C, appreciate it. Congratulations on a outstanding run.
Thank you.
And the fishermen are in good shape, it sounds like. You're leaving them in good hands. Big
Definitely.
loss at first base, of course, but they'll figure something out. Does dad retire as a coach now that you're gone, or is there any other kids coming up?
Well,
You have a s
my
sibling?
young, yeah, I have two younger sisters that both play. One of them was a freshman this year. The next one's going to be a freshman next year. So I don't think he's going to leave until they do.
That's a long run.
Yeah.
So you got a next year you got a saw a freshman and a sophomore, and the two
Yeah.
younger sisters. What are their names?
Mia and Chloe.
Okay, is it three girls and that's it?
Yep.
Okay, the three girls, the three Carapachoses. They're all softball. They're all
Yeah.
they also play other sports or
Yeah, they play field hockey too.
just like you. So the
Yep, they
sisters are just
follow
field
it.
hockey softball players. They just
Yep.
followed Emma around.
Yeah.
All right, I love it. Emma, have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you.
Congrats on the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. That's a big award. Lots of your teammates in your company. But the Jewels, right? They were great. We've had them on. So many great Gloucester athletes in that class. That 2026 class is awesome. So, all right, have a good one. Say hi to Dad, and
I will.
we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you for having me.